You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Warren Bravo on with us today. He's the co-founder and CEO of Green Relief, Inc. This is using aquaponics technology to grow cannabis. So welcome, Warren. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Kathy. A pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about aquaponics technology and how it works?
Absolutely. Aquaponics is a symbiotic relationship between fish, water, and plants. Basically, it's we are growing medical cannabis in a closed-loop, recirculating ecosystem. So basically, we feed our fish. The fish create solid waste through a series of tanks, clarifying tanks, mineralizing tanks, bioreactor, off-gas tank, basically water flowing from one tank to the next to the next. That solid waste is broken down microbially from a nitrite to a nitrate. Nitrates are plant food. So basically recirculating through the rafts, through the beds where the plants are growing, the plant roots take up the nitrates and the nitrates, potassium, phosphorus that are in the water, allowing the plants to grow, returning and cleaning the water basically, and returning the water directly back into the fish tanks. So we're using just a lot more or a lot less water than any other form of agriculture, actually 90% less than any other form of agriculture. So today, aquaponics is the most sustainable form of agriculture used in the world today.
Wow. And did you create this technology or did you borrow it when you started? You started this in about 2013?
That's correct. No, I wish I could take credit for it. Unfortunately, I'm an ex-concrete contractor, and I'm not that smart academically. So this technology was developed, well, has been around for millennia. Actually, the Aztecs used to use this type of growing vegetables on rafts and fish ponds. So aquaponics is something that's been around for a very long time. We are the first ones successfully growing cannabis in an aquaponics system. So that took us about 2.5 years to develop the technologies and procedures to be able to basically create the science to grow this fast-growing plant with very specific nutrient demands, aquaponics. So Nelson and Pade from Wisconsin are the people that we purchased the turnkey aquaponics system, which has been used for growing vegetables in all over North America. They've been selling systems for aquaponics, totally scalable commercial volumes for vegetable production, just that we've taken one of their systems and developed technology for cannabis.
Wow. Warren, what is the difference between aquaponics and hydroponics?
Great question. So hydroponics, you're using commercially fertilized or commercial fertilizers in water and basically flooding your plants, flood and drain system, or a deep water culture system where the plants are uptaking commercial fertilizers. And so aquaponics is different. So it's the same hydroponics technology, except our fertilizer is created by fish waste, by feeding our fish. So where there's no commercial value, we don't have any inputs in our system, so we don't use commercial fertilizers. We don't use pesticides. We grow a very natural product without the aid of any inputs. Where hydroponics, now how do I say this? Hydroponics, so we've all had that hydroponically grown tomato where you take a bite into it. It's got a very mealy texture. It's not juicy. It's void of a lot of taste. And I think the hydroponic systems, because they're you're only using the water once for a growth cycle, discarding it, and then starting it again with new nutrients, it's void of all the natural bacteria, the heterotrophic and aerobic bacteria that create that full spectrum fertigation for a plant, the microbes that are missing. And in aquaponics, we have a ton of microbial action, same as what you'd find in the soil grow, because my water is being reused and it's never being changed. That hydroponic fertilizer water is discarded after each use. So they're very sterile systems. So I don't think you get all the nutrient value in a hydroponically grown vegetable or cannabis as you would in an aquaponic or soil grow.
Now, do you have to add the microbes, or are they created out of the fish wastes?
Exactly. So just think of a freshwater lake that you see, lily pads, bulrushes, milfoil, anything growing in freshwater lakes are being fertilized by the fish or the aquaculture that live in that lake. It's the same ecosystem. So we feed our fish, those fish create that waste, and that's all converted naturally microbially. So we don't have any additives. There's no bacteria that we have to add to the system. Aquaponics, because it's an ecosystem, it takes time to mature. So we have to ramp these systems up slowly. It's not like we can just put a whole bunch of fish in tanks and throw a whole bunch of cannabis or vegetables in rafts and start growing successfully. We have to stock it very slowly because at the end of the day, you can't speed up Mother Nature and you can't make these bacteria form and grow any faster than nature will allow. So it's a very natural system, but it does take time to start at the start. But once you've started, once it's seasoned, you're full of bacteria, good heterotrophic bacteria is growing, nitrobacter and the bacteria are all happening, then you have a very successful grower. It actually grows faster than soil or hydroponics growing.
So what are you feeding your fish?
Well, right now we're feeding our fish. It's a trout food. It's a tilapia that we're growing, but we use Taplow Feeds out of British Columbia is who we use for. It's an organic fish food. So we're growing a very nice, healthy, organic tilapia in our system. And all of the tilapia that we produce and we purge from our system, when they get to be a pound and a half to 2 pounds, we donate to a series of homeless shelters in the greater Toronto area for protein for the homeless shelters. They have a hard time getting protein, and we donate all of the fish that purge from our system to those shelters through the Good Shepherd Society and Second Harvest.
Beautiful. Now, this water, when you're using the aquaponics technology, the water keeps being recirculated, so you just add what's evaporated. You're using very little water is wasted.
Yeah, we're only adding topping up about 2% monthly from water volumes through evaporation and plant transpiration. So it is using, as I said, 90% less water than any other form of agriculture. Hydroponics and soil grow included, whether it's cannabis or vegetables, we just use a lot less natural resource. And the problem isn't today. We know Canada has an abundance of fresh water. Over the next decades, we're going to be in trouble as the world's fresh water resources are shrinking, dwindling. They're not renewable for lots of different reasons. So at some point in time, all agriculture is going to be regulated, mandated, to watch the waste products that they're putting on the environment. So these hydroponic gray waters or even these nitrate, phosphate-rich soils that are going out into the environment after they're spent and they've been used in the greenhouses or hydroponic facilities potentially could leach into the ground and affect ground source water at some point in time. It's going to be a disaster, agriculturally speaking, when groundwater starts being affected, especially as the resource shrinks. But I'll never have to change what the discharge from an aquaponic system, because what I put out in the environment is environmentally inert. There's no negative impact from the discharge from an aquaponic system in the environment. So my costs as I grow up will keep the same or reduce. Everybody else will have extra cost burdens to clean up their output from their facilities as agriculture as this potential source water contamination issue gets to be more relevant, and they're regulated to do so. So,
okay, let's talk the plant. How long does it take to harvest a crop with aquaponics compared to regular growth? Is it faster to get your crop off?
Absolutely. So everybody has their own model for growing. Everybody's got their own. So the difference in size of a plant is strictly related to the amount of vegetative growth that you give the plant. Our model is an 8-inch high or a 10-inch high plant before we put it into flower. So we're only growing plants that are a couple feet high, 2 to 2.5 feet high. Greenhouses, they'll grow their plants 3 feet or even 4 feet before the sunlight triggers them into flower, and they're getting one crop a year. But in aquaponics, because the nutrients are available in the water 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so I don't have to make special batches of dosed fertilizers for my plants for different phases of growth because the nutrients are already in the water. So they're allowed to uptake whatever nutrient they want, whatever they want for whatever phase of growth they're in, at whatever time they want it. So I don't have to, they're not waiting for me to give them extra phosphorus, let's say, during flower, or extra potassium as they come out of their late-stage vegetative growth into early flowering, because all of those things are in the water. So because of that demand is in the water for the plant, they grow faster. So I'm getting a 20% on the average more yield in about 8 weeks from the time I take a cutting to the time I harvest the plant. So I'm actually harvesting about 6 harvests per year in our system.
Wow. So that's pretty fast and pretty dense plant material.
Absolutely. And when you squeeze the flowers that are on our plants, they're like squeezing a football. They're very dense. There's no nutrient deficiency because all the microbes, all of the bacteria, all of the NPK the plant needs to thrive is in the water. And if there's a deficiency, it just takes up whatever it wants because it has it available all the time. So it's just it's different. It was hard to think differently on how to grow cannabis comparatively to hydroponics and soil. There was a lot of learning curve in trying to get aquaponics to grow a very robust, fulsome, full-spectrum cannabis plant. So 2.5 years it took us to figure that out.
How did you choose what seed to go with? Do you just grow one strain of seed?
No, we take cuttings from other plants currently. So we have multiple mother plants growing in our facility, and we take cuttings from those mother plants. We do a traditional terrarium-style rooting. Once they've established roots, we put them on our flood and drain tables. We flood them a couple of times with this fish nutrient water, and then once they've done their vegetative 8 to 10 inches of growth, we take them from our flood and drain tables, put them in our flowering rooms where they sit for another 6.5 weeks or so, depending on strain.
And you're strictly medicinal, not recreational marijuana?
Correct. We are medicinal because I think that it's our mandate to help people, not just be able to help feed protein to the homeless shelters where we can, but also help people with the medicinal value of this plant and so people can enjoy a better quality of life. And I think there's a huge amount of value medicinally that's yet to be explored with this plant, and we want to create science to help people get through the day without taking opioids and all the other things that are ruining our society.
Has there been much change just over the last year while we've had cannabis be legal in Canada? Has that changed your work at all?
No, because we're medically focused. I think nothing's changed. I think we're still ramping up 50 to 100 new clients a day. People are seeing the value in what we're doing. People who care about what they ingest, want to live on the natural side of life and living really appreciate our products because of our lack of inputs. And I'm not following the rec market other than, seeing all the shortage. The producers are shorting the supply out there these days just as we ramp up and things try to get normalized in that new recreational space. But no, there's no net effect to green relief today on the legalization. I think the important part of legalization and the regulations is the fact that we're going to be able to do some derivatives come October. We're excited about that and being able to apply different medical devices to be able to for people to ingest the product in different and better ways for medical benefit is very exciting to us.
Okay, Warren, we're going to have to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the benefits and qualities of medical marijuana.